Blog Talk Radio.
You on the air at Wrestling It Factor. We joining by Ring of Honor superstar wrestler Tadarius Thomas of Adrenaline Rush. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor for tonight to have you on here.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be on here.
Yes. So far, you, what got you interested in becoming a pro wrestler?
Well, when I was younger, I actually used to fight. I used to fight professionally, mixed martial arts, boxing and whatnot. Got into a bad contract and couldn't fight for a couple of years. So I tried, you know, I had to figure out what I could do with the talents that I had. And, you know, I was just watching TV one night and a wrestling commercial came on and I saw the wrestling company. You know what? I could do that. And, you know, so I found a school, started training, and then just everything just took off from there.
Yes, Truth Martini was the main guy that got you training.
Yep, that's actually my trainer. I trained at the House of Truth under him.
What are your memories of the House of Truth?
Oh man, just a really, really, really hot place with just lots of pain every day. I mean, pain. You know, we ended up, I remember the first day, you know, was pretty rough, but just walking in the second day, I was so bruised and beat up from the first day, and I was kind of questioning about coming back and just thinking about, do I want to go back? You know, there's a lot of pain, but eventually it was just like, you know, you tell yourself, I got to do this, I'm going to do it, make it through, but eventually the pain subsides and we get used to the hot gym, but like those are the two biggest things, the heat and the pain.
Yes. What is your transition from MMA to pro wrestling?
Well, it was just pretty much, I'd finished with, I'd signed with Detroit Boxing, and things pretty much went downhill before I even had my first fight with them, you know. So I wasn't able to fight anywhere, mixed martial arts, kickboxing, boxing, any type of fighting, legally, you know. So this was the loophole with professional wrestling. So, yeah, I did the training at the House of Truth. And just, you know, started doing, you know, trying to get a lot of shows under my belt, getting experience, and, you know, snowball effect. And just, you know, things just took off from there.
Yes, and what was your how was it like, your memories of working with XICW?
Oh. Well, you know what? That's actually where I started. And, I you know, XICW is my home. You know, always will be my home. And, you know, I'm still working there now. And you know, as long as I have the opportunity, you know, I'll continue working there because you know, that's where I started. They gave me an opportunity to give a lot of guys a chance to show what they have and, you know, to develop their skills and whatnot.
Yes, that's definitely a you gotta start with from the bottom and work your way up. That's how the business is.
Definitely, and that's one place that you know we'll take a look at. You know, they have a lot of good guys. I mean, in my opinion, XICW is the best in Michigan. You know, and they have a lot of good guys working for the company. You know, and they'll take a look at you. And either, you know, they'll say you're good or you're garbage, you know. I kind of feel like it's like an oven, it's self-cleaning, you know.
Right. And what are your memories of working with NWA East?
NWA East. You know what? I don't exactly remember working for them. Like, do you recall? Like any matches I might have had, I'm drawing a blank at the moment.
It was actually the National Wrestling Alliance. Any of their, I'll say, indie companies.
NWAEs. Where are they located?
I would say more in the. It's one in the Midwest.
All right, yeah, just kind of drawing a blank on that. I mean, if I did, it was probably years ago.
Right. And you also currently been also working with Smash Wrestling also.
Yeah, here and there. It all depends, you know, as far as, you know, the opportunities of if I'm not booked, you know, a lot of times they'll run shows the day that XICW or Ring of Honor run shows, and you know those are my two top choices. I always give them, and I get my schedules from them roughly a year, well with XI a year in advance, and the Ring of Honor I get mine about 4 months in advance. So it's like they're already penciled in. And Smash usually runs, you know, they'll contact me a little bit later, and I'm already booked up, so I really don't do with them much.
Awesome. What are your memories like of debuting with Ring of Honor?
Lots of memories there. I mean, it's just, you know, constantly making memories. You know, just, you know, I think I can go all the way back to when I just used to, you know, be at the show looking to help out. You know, I was there for a while. I mean, months on end, just, you know, trying to do whatever I can just to get seen. Eventually, they let me do security. You know, I did security for quite a bit. And, you know, that eventually led to a match. You know, Jim Cornette gave me a match. But, like, a lot of that was just, you know, I, you know, putting up the ring, you know, being there for whoever needed what, you know, then doing security. It just, like, those were the early memories, you know. And now it's just wrestling. So, like, all the new memories coming are just pretty much wrestling and everything from this point on.
Yes, how was it like working with Jim Cornette? How was he like? Any help to you or any other talent?
Well, I really didn't get to work with Jim Cornette too much because it's like right as I got into the company is right when he left. You know, so I was there watching him do his thing, but as far as me working on the show and him giving me guidance and whatnot, I really didn't get a chance to experience that because it was almost like a switch. As I was coming in, he was going out.
Yes, you definitely had worked a good match with QT Marshall. How was that, those memories?
Oh, thanks. QT's, in my opinion, a great guy. You know, he's one of those guys who's really, really got your back, you know, and, you know, when you get a chance to get in the ring with him, you know, it pretty much doesn't change much. I mean, he's a good guy. He knows his craft. He knows his way around the ring, and, you know, you can have one of your best matches with that guy, you know.
Right. I'm definitely a good talent to have and work with. What are your memories of working with Kyle O'Reilly?
Oh, yeah, Kyle O'Reilly. That's I guess if I had a favorite person to work with, I mean, definitely Kyle O'Reilly would be on that list. If not at the top of the list, you know, like our styles are just, you know, so suited for each other. And whenever we get in the ring, it's just like everything just mashes completely. You know, it's we have really, really competitive matches. And it's just more of my alley, you know, like both of our styles are, I mean, I think we'd probably be better off in Japan, but, you know, that's just the kind of style that we have. You know, I mean, I love working with Kyle O'Reilly.
Y'all definitely have to also put your also MMA background to it also.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yes. What are your memories of working with current RH champion Adam Cole?
I actually only had one match with Adam Cole about a year ago. You know, and of course, like a lot of guys at Ring of Honor, you know, I'm happy to be in the match. I'm happy to be in the ring with him. You know, Adam Cole is one of the guys where, you know, I felt good, really good going into the match. You know, felt good during the match. Felt good after the match. You know, he's one of the few. He's like really, really, really talented. You know, and I mean, it's just all good memories.
And definitely a great, a good heel also.
Definitely.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
And what are your memories of teaming with HCH of Adrenaline Rush, your tag team partner?
It's right now we're you know, we're doing our thing. We're getting things together. We can learn each other. In the beginning it was kind of rough, you know, because you know, you're put into a team with, you know, somebody that you really don't know much about. You know, you're really not familiar with each other's style, so you're just, you know, you spend a lot of time trying to find that blend and that mixture, you know, to make things work. And, you know, to where now things are starting to mix for us pretty easily, you know. So we just got to see what the new year, you know, what comes up through the rest of this year and the next new year. We'll just see what happens. But, you know, I have fun with the guy. You know, we go out and we always try to just, you know, really push ourselves and do like what we consider amazing compared to a lot of other people saying, you know, we just try to make that happen, you know?
Right. And what is your memories of working with the Young Bucks?
Ah, Young Bucks. Well, I mean, the only thing I can say about the Young Bucks is, you know, they're, I mean, if I have to say one word to describe them, I would say awesome. I mean, those guys are, they're genius in the ring. I mean, they're so skilled. They're just, like, wrestling is just second nature to them. You know, I mean, I've had two matches with the Young Bucks. And out of both matches, you know, I've walked away, you know, educated, more educated than I was going into it, you know, and just surprised, you know, at just how awesome they are. I mean, this is, wrestling is what they do, you know, and I hope to be as good as they are one day.
Right. They they sound fundamental and good workers, and
yeah.
they just been just about almost everywhere so far. Around the country.
Yeah, I mean, they're good.
And what are your memories of working with Red Dragon, the current Ring of Honor tag champs?
I like working with them. I mean, we've had some pretty crazy matches. You know, with we always go out there to give 100%. And, you know, that's one of those matches where, you know, you're going to get banged up because we just have, like, hard styles, you know, just really, really hard styles. So we're going to – you're going in there with the mindset of, okay, this is war. You know, we're going to get it on and we're going to come out with some lumps and bruises, but we're going to do it, you know.
Right. They definitely are definitely good talented workers that definitely know they're also even in ring psychology and everything else to go with their work,
yeah.
Work ethic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, most definitely. And, you know, Bobby Fish is, he's just such a natural heel, you know. I mean, he's just good at what he does, you know. He's just one of those guys that are just really good at what he does.
Yes, he is. You also, what's your memories of working with Homicide and Eddie Kingston?
I've had a few matches that happened with those guys. One, I think about two matches. A tag match with ACH, we did for TV, whatnot. It was fun, and then we had another match where I think it was us, Red Dragon, and them. I mean, that one, like, that's one of the matches I could say I really felt the next day, and it was a really, really rough one there. I mean, I think, like, probably the worst part of that night, I mean, the match was good, you know, but just, like, a lot of little things around, like the barricades were, like, there was, like, a lot going on, I guess, before a match. So, like, some of the barricades were, like, broken and open and whatnot. And, you know, I went for a dive and, you know, went head first into one of them and, you know, banged my head and sliced my leg, you know, simultaneously at the same time, you know. And it was just, like, a really, really rough night, you know. But, you know, those guys are pretty good. You know, Homicide, you know, he's a genius for what he does. You know, he's really, really laid back.
Right, he definitely. They both longtime vets of the ring, and definitely, also teachers too. Also,
yeah.
And what are your memories of working with Roderick Strong?
Roderick Strong. Well, we actually have a match against him and Jimmy Jacobs and BJ Whitmore this weekend. And we had one singles match. And after that, it's just been, you know, tag matches I've worked with him. You know, it's some it's a little different. I mean, you know, he's such a veteran in the game. You know, it's just, you know, a little tough sometimes to try to keep up, you know, but, you know, that's what we're in the game for. You know, we got to push ourselves to keep up, you know.
And Ring of Honor is so much of a drawing company, day after day with a good locker room, vibe, and very good, I heard, in there also. And even in the management of Delirious Hunter Johnson and Joe Koff, they actually keep everything running and smoothly and well-run Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's really one of the best locker rooms I've been in. I mean, I've been in some good locker rooms, you know, and this is one of them for sure.
Yes, they Ring of Honor is growing by leaps and bounds, and seems like now they working with New Japan. This could be another start of another wrestling boom, also.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was happy to hear about the merging. You know, it's I watch, like, this pretty much all I really watch is you know, Japan wrestling. You know, I watch a lot of New Japan. You know, I'm a big fan of Nakamura. You know, it's like, so, you know, naturally when I seen that he was coming to Ring of Honor, you know, I got pretty excited. You know, I'm pretty big into Japanese wrestling.
Right, they definitely are branding out more and more.
Yeah, definitely.
And definitely with their current talent of Okada, Tanahashi, even older veterans of Jushin Liger and.
Oh yeah.
Yes. It seemed like both companies going to grow a whole lot going into this year and next year.
Yeah, and this is going to be, it's going to be interesting just to see, you know, where the company's going to go, you know, from this point.
What are your memories of working with Michael Elgin and Jay Lethal?
I've worked with Michael Elgin about 2 times, tag matches. Worked with him at XICW, and I've worked with him at the Night of Hoopla. You know, and that was 3-on-3. It was him. Who was the tag? BJ Whitmore and what's her name? Mischief, yeah. Those them, yeah. And then ACH and Athena. We worked with them there. You know, we had a pretty fun match. You know, as far as Jay Lethal, you know, Jay Lethal's another one of those guys, you know, I'll put at the top of my list. I mean, he's just really good. And I watch him, and I'm always in awe, you know, just watching this stuff that this guy comes up with, just the way that he thinks, you know.
Right. Yeah, he definitely one of the Ring of Honor alumni that have been there even from the start.
Yeah, definitely. Back when he was being called Hydro.
Yes. What are your memories of working with Matt Taven?
My memories are pretty much just we did a lot. My longest memories, I guess you could say, was the whole the Top Prospect tournament where we both got our time to shine, and that's when things split. I went my way, and he went with Truth Martini on the Hoopla way. You know, excuse me. You know, that was I'm pretty much about when, as far as we got mixed up. We've had like a couple of matches after that, you know, it just seemed to get better and better, in my opinion.
Yes, he's definitely one of the upcomers also from Ring of Honor that has a bright future.
Uh-huh.
And what are your memories of working with Cedric Alexander?
Cedric Alexander. Worked with that guy lots of times, you know. And you know, he's one of those guys that are, you know, just good, and you know, they need to break to show what they got, you know. And I think now that, you know, he's doing singles matches, you know, everybody gets, you know, will get to see, you know, just how much potential he has, you know. And I think they're already seeing, you know, but you know, he's one of those guys that's really, really good himself.
Yes, I have noticed that for the last, I'll say, several years now, there's been a lot of talent coming from MMA also to pro wrestling. Do you think it will continue to increase more and more?
I really don't know. I can't really say. I mean, it's a toss-up. I mean, it all depends on the circumstances. You know, I mean, like even in my situation now, I'm thinking about, you know, going back to doing some more MMA, you know, just because, you know, the fire never leaves you, you know. You just, you know, nothing can replace, you know, the feeling of just getting in that ring and just going toe-to-toe with everything you got, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, so it all depends on the circumstances.
And, do you have any plugs you want to give out?
I mean, just, you know, the usual, you know, if you want to train, I always have to say, you know, throw out the House of Truth, you know, here in Michigan. It's like, you know, number one school in my opinion.
You can go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, you know, the House of Truth, and, you know, That's about it. I mean, really not much. I mean, other than, you know, just watching, you know, Ring of Honor, XICW, you know, things like that.
And you definitely, Ring of Honor has a huge show coming up in New Orleans this week, correct?
Yes. Yeah, this will be in New Orleans for 2 days, wrestling, and lots of big surprises.
Right. Definitely. They all, Ring of Honor always deliver every single time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's one thing you can always count on there.
Awesome. Yes, the show is about to end in a minute. It was nice having you on here. You can come back time to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, pleasure was mine, man. I enjoyed it.
Yes, it has been a pleasure talking to you tonight.
All right. Well, thank you. Likewise, right. You know, I'm pretty sure we'll be hearing from each other again.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
Have
a good night.
Right. Okay, you too now. All right. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sedarius Thomas of Adrenaline Rush. We're running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to download this archive, it's right on Blog Talk Radio at Wrestling X Factor radio section, or our Facebook page at Wrestling X Factor group page for our latest episodes also. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone. Come on.
Milligan, I got you. Hard enough that I could chew a whole bag of rye. To an avenue, to an off street, an off block, to turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Cause Reggie Noble's pit, I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause it couldn't maintain the funk to have it rap style for lunch, y'all. Cause 92, I take a whole crew. Give them a put to the book, not all of them go too blue. I show you what type of stuff I'm on, you can't pump or sniff it. Because I was born with it. The Brokadelic Devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action, so everybody jump with your up. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, to say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother, I'm laughing. Time for some back, yeah. From the land of the lost, I'ma hit you with the funk force that make you run your rap style back to the crack style, brother. This strike your pose like Madonna. My mom kicked me out because I did what I want. The original P-Funk chomped up a chunk of funk. Yeah, you saw cat, cause my jaw cat with the raw rap. The color me bad plus color me black. Cause the funk that I pack, trapping to the funk track.
The funk keep fly stuff.
Come on and let me kick
the funk keep fly stuff.
Just to show you where the hell I come from, I get done with the 1, 1, 2. Check my rap from my hip when I have sex.
Like this.
Make you twist to the mist, cause a funky brain sound when it's puffed on the slip, and all that, the hi-hat, go find it, listen, look, oops, brother, where your eyes at, see on the floor, pick them up, while I pour, look, pump down your brain, pump, listen to my name, I'm Red Man, ready to rock, I got a Glock, then bam, your body is all over the block, trying to step to this, the ecstasy's ticket, I get mad with it, when twin pop the biscuit, and blow your head off, just for asking, who's the one rap, who pop, for the rap kid. Not going for the okey doke. Believe that. His squad's definitely in the house. In the house. For the brothers that don't be knowing. What's up? Word is bomb, I gotta show them the flavor. Back to the funk track. Like black sheep, my man, you say, who's the red man? Where's the red man? I kill,
yo, yo, yo,
I smother,
chill.
I get down
yo,
with
yo,
the
yo, red. Yo, chill, G. Chill,
lot. Sober, man.